Let's talk, too, also about the issue of using genomic assays, including the one that she had, the recurrence score in early disease, because you were part of the landmark Taylor X study that was just presented and published, and I kind of want to get your take on that. But before we kind of get into Taylor X, I guess one issue this does bring up, as you mentioned, maybe we look at this a little differently now than we did a few months ago, is the use of genomic assays in patients with node-positive disease. It's interesting, kind of the ASCO guideline says don't do it, and yet when we ask investigators, most of them are doing it, specifically using the recurrence score, particularly if it's minimal nodal involvement, one node, as this woman had. Can you talk a little bit about the evidence that we have in node-positive disease and how you've been approaching it, at least up until Taylor X?
In node-positive disease, the evidence for using genomic signatures, such as the recurrence score signature, is not as strong. There are retrospective data that have been done, but clearly not as strong as the original one that was done for node-negative disease that included almost 20,000 patients in retrospective studies like NSABP B14 and B20. For lymph node-positive disease, the data is much more scanned, where the retrospective analysis was done in nothing but 700 patients. Interestingly enough, it's consistent, and because of that, in understanding that this is a signature that looks more at biology rather than anatomy problems, now there is an ongoing prospective trial called Responder X that is precisely asking the question of the value of genomic signatures in patients with limited lymph node involvement between 1 and 3 lymph node involved to see if the genomic signature could spare women with limited lymph node involvement from having to have chemotherapy and if they would do well with endocrine therapy alone, much like Taylor X has done for lymph node negative disease. Now, this particular patient, to be honest with you, what we see a lot in the community is that surgeons order genomic signatures once they get a biopsy of the primary tumor. So actually not having any knowledge if patients are going to have or not lymph node involvement. At a recent presentation, this particular patient did not have a high-grade tumor, had a fairly small cancer based on mammogram and ultrasound, which can, in young women, underestimate the size of the tumor just because of dense breasts, which this patient happened to have. So I think the thought process of the surgeon was, I don't think this patient is going to have a lymph node involvement. The tumor size is fairly small. The grade is not high. And he went ahead and, in the spirit of being helpful, ordered a signature. So we had the OncoTAP-Dx score result before she actually had the results of her final surgery that showed that she ultimately has stage 2 disease with one lymph node involved. So the reimbursement for recurrence score signature testing in lymph node positive is hit or miss. Some institutions are able to get it without any problem. We have never been successful in getting it approved, so typically we don't do it in our practice.
Wow, I'm really surprised to hear that.
We do get some reimbursement when we do that, but typically we can't really get a recurrence score testing in lymph node positive disease in most of the insurances we work with in Tennessee.
That is the first time I heard that. I've got to say I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand. It's in the guidelines.
They'll approve mammoprint. Yeah, they'll approve mammoprint.
Really?
Yeah, but not the recurrence score. So I personally never gotten a recurrence score in somebody with a lymph node positive cancer.